Good morning.
Y buenos dias. Welcome to LAMP.
The Lawrence and Mia's podcast.
Hey, y'all. What's poppin'?
What's going on? We're back again Tuesday morning, 7 o'clock. Yes. As always, here, me and the wonderful Mia Mendez. I'm Lawrence Killer Brew, and we are in effect right now. We live. We live, baby. We here. You know, are you having a good time?
I am. Thank you for watching.
Good summer?
Yeah, summer's been cool.
There you go, man.
I don't feel like I've been on no hot girl summer, but it's been cool.
There you go, man. I'm just working.
Yeah, it's just like, it's a cool summer. It's cool.
Just work. That's all I'm doing, man.
Going the way it should go.
Got them beach bodies out there. Yeah.
Uh-huh, that's true.
Got the beach. You been on the beach yet? In the pools? Showing off?
I've been by the pool. I haven't been to a beach since I went to Miami, so it's been a little while.
Two-piece or one-piece? Which one you rocking?
I do wear a two-piece. I have one-piece. That's only because I feel like one-piece... I'm short, y'all. I'm 5'1". And, like, no, seriously. I'm short and, okay, obviously, I'm very bottom-heavy. So, for the most part... No, seriously.
I've never heard that phrase.
That's how I call it.
I'm bottom-heavy.
Yeah, so... I feel like when I would try on, there's a lot of one pieces that I like, but I felt like every time I tried them on, they just made me look like short and stumpy. They never to me complimented my shape. So,
short and stumpy. I never got that.
No, I'm saying, well, you've never seen me in a one piece.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying how I feel like when I try on one pieces, they don't tend to look very, complimenting on me. So, yeah, I've kind of stuck with two pieces. But I see a lot of one pieces I think are dope. I'll be like, oh, I wish that would look nice on me. But okay.
Facts. Well, let's...
Anyway.
Let's get into the topic of the day. And it kind of relates to bodies.
Yeah, true. That's true.
Relates to bodies.
Yeah.
We're here talking about being married and your spouse are... The spouse the same way for husband or wife?
Yes.
They both call it the same thing?
Yes.
All right, I was
my
making
spouse,
sure.
Yeah.
Your spouse. So being married and your spouse falls off, gets a little plump around the mid area, the stomach. You know, you get a little, you're not the same person or look the same way you did when y'all first got married.
Mm-hmm.
And one gets cheated on. Is that validated? Or, you know, how do you feel about that? You know, if he cheats on you with someone who got their body right. Is that the proper way to say it? I'm trying to be politically correct here. Because
right.
It all came from the situation with Eddie Murphy's wife. His ex-wife. And he cheated. Well, she cheated on with a married man whose wife was Lena?
Lola.
From Waiting to Exhale. She's a wonderful actress.
Yeah.
And she basically, I guess she fell off. You know, but people were saying because of her disease or whatever that she had. But I just wanted to take that, you know, her situation, whatever she has going on, out of it and just be clear.
Yeah.
If your spouse falls off, you know, and you get cheated on, I'm not saying it's your fault, but what do you feel about that?
Yeah. I just want to clarify, it was just due to her medical condition. So there's medication she's on and... apparently some type of steroids.
Right.
But again, this is all hearsay from people that
exactly.
That's why he cheated.
But I don't want to keep it about that. I just want to keep it on if you get married and your spouse falls off and gets a little... Does that condone it?
Yeah.
I'll let you go first.
No, I don't think it condones it. I mean, I don't know any woman that would say, yeah, it condones it. But... because there's variables and there's things that occur in life. So I don't know. You know, I'm someone who just feels like, you know, if you want to live your best life, of course, eating right, exercising, all those things, contributes to even like your mental health. So when someone gains a tremendous amount of weight, you know, there's something else there. In my opinion, there's something else there. So maybe that's what your spouse should be concerned about.
Mm.
You know, I'm just saying, like, that's what you need to be concerned about.
Mm.
And trying to, you know, help better that situation. But no, I don't think that condones you going out and having sex with somebody else.
No.
Yeah. No. I don't know. Yeah, whatever. I feel like you would.
No, I wouldn't.
I feel like he would. He'd be like,
I don't condone cheating during marriage, in general. Period. Because for me, I have very strong morals when it comes to marriage. And I very, very so believe in once you marry somebody, that is the last person you should be with. And I don't even believe in divorce. That's just my morals and the way that I think, the way I was raised. Now, before you get married, it's fair fucking game. But once you put that ring on a woman's finger and once you announce that
it's
woman
for
is your
better
wife,
or worse.
It's for better or worse. So that's just my morals, period. That's why I'm only going to get married one time.
Yeah.
But I do say this, though. I don't like the fact that if someone does fall off, I like to relate because most of the argument came from the women. They were saying he doesn't have it right. He should work out with her. He should do this. He should do that. Understandable. But let's flip it and put it on a man. Say you had a husband or whatever, and this is going to sound weird, but this is the only, this is, I like to go to the extreme of things. Say you was dealing with a guy and his dick shrunk. Would you still love that man the same way? Would you still be attracted to that man the same way if he couldn't do the things that he did to you before? No. So it's not saying that it's condoned of cheating, but you have to understand where that person has come from. You still love that person. You still have feelings for that person. So you don't want to let them, like, certain things you can't say, hey, baby, you know, you need to lose a little bit of weight. You don't know. So women are very emotional people. So you saying that to a woman could hurt her feelings and it could put a rift in your household. So some men aren't brave enough to say it. So just think about that, woman. If you're dealing with a guy, you've been married to this guy for 15 years. He's been great in the bed. He's been, you know, your sexual partner for so long.
I don't think that's a good comparison.
I think it's a very good comparison. The comparison, because you have to go to the extreme.
But the flip side to a woman gaining weight and the man not being attracted to her anymore because she gained a bunch of weight would be the man gaining 80 pounds and now this woman is no longer attracted to her husband. That would be the flip side. What you're saying is you cannot physically indulge in sex anymore with your husband because of whatever occurred. So then that would be the flip side of a woman, something occurring that a woman can no longer be sexually active. So I just think that's a total, that's just opposite. Your comparison is opposite.
I don't think it's opposite.
It is.
Like, because if a guy gains weight, some women like that.
Obviously, but some men like when a woman gains weight. That's what I'm saying. It just depends.
I don't know.
You could be the type of man that you don't like when a woman gains weight. Like, no, I want you to look the way you got, you know, I don't know. You got a 10-pound variable. You can go up 10 pounds, down 10 pounds. After that, like, listen, some men it might be like that. A woman could be like that, too. I know women that, you know, want their man to stay, you know, physically fit for the most part. And so I just think those would be the comparisons. Like what you're saying is like, okay, I can no longer have sex with my husband.
No, you can still. It's just not the same. It's not what you're used to seeing. That's what my point is. It's not about you physically doing it. It's just that it's not what it used to be when you first got married. When you first got married, it was a certain way that you know, you enjoyed it. But over time, something happened and it's not the same no more. So do you now either go to this man and say, hey, look, you're not doing what you used to do.
Right.
That's very hard to do. But so I can see where someone can. Yeah, I'm not saying you're not supposed to say it. I can see that's what you're supposed to say. But it's not hard to tell. It is very hard to tell someone that you love that something is wrong that you don't like about them. That is a very hard thing to do.
It is. But again, this is marriage. In a marriage. But that's why marriage is, from what studies say, and I understand from others, that's why marriages fall apart. It's a lack of communication. So, because you're so scared to say this, now your marriage is going to fall apart in every other realm. You know what I'm saying? So, I just think that that's, you know, whatever. Have some guts. Sit this person down in a loving way. You don't say it harshly, but in a loving way, like, babe, this is like a serious concern for me. Like, I need you to understand X, Y, and Z. Like, I think it's all in your delivery. I do. I think it's all in your delivery. So if you say it in a loving way, I'm not saying the other person's feelings might not be hurt. Everybody got a little bit of pride in them. You're feeling, but you would respect the way your husband or wife said it to you if it's said in the right manner. I would. I'm not saying my feelings wouldn't be hurt. I'm not saying my feelings. I'll have a moment, 24 hours of like, damn. You know what I mean? But I'm not saying that because I'm a woman. Hey, it's gonna hurt. But no, please, dear future husband, please sit me down and tell me before you think about going out there and cheating. Tell me.
Look. It's a very thin line because of the cheating situation. Like when they were saying that, is it condoned? And I don't condone it, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to lie. I do understand.
Right. I see understand. What you're saying.
I don't condone it, but I see where a man, especially now where communication is being cut short because of cell phones and because very of social media and, mm-hmm. you know, people aren't talking on the phone for hours. People aren't outside sitting on the steps talking. People don't talk during dates. They just go on dates and be on their phone half the time and
right.
showing each other, you know, pictures of stuff that's on Instagram or something that someone said.
Yeah.
So I can see in marriage now, like in the generation that we live in now, when someone gains weight, when someone is doing something that you're not, you know, comfortable with,
mm-hmm.
and then you not being comfortable enough to say it,
yeah.
and then you wander. You see people who, you know, who are at the gym getting in shape, and then you look at them. We're men. You're attracted to certain things that you yeah. like and certain things that you see. So are as women. You know, you see guys that you're attracted to that might not be mm-hmm. your husband and stuff like that. So with that whole situation yeah. that happened, man, I don't condone it. I definitely do understand where people were coming from on both sides. So
yeah.
basically, hey man, get your fat ass in the gym.
Be strong.
That's what you need to do.
Be strong.
Get in the gym.
I mean, sometimes it's not, yes, getting in the gym is, you know, the thing to do and eating healthy and stuff. But sometimes it is seriously a medical issue. There are medications that do crazy things to people's bodies. Everybody has different side effects. So there's variables in and stuff like that that you go through when you're in a marriage. But marriage is for better or worse.
Definitely is. But see, and I'm going to make this clear. I like them a little plump. So you ain't got to worry about me cheating on you, baby. You got little rolls on you. Just put some butter on there, baby. Let's keep it moving. So don't make it like I'm fat shaming. I don't want to fat shame anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind. I like people for who they are. If you can, the only thing to me is if you can make me laugh. Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty much sure I'll be attracted to you. Because not too many people can do that. A genuine laugh. I don't like people who try to make right. me laugh. Just someone who's just being themselves.
It's and just genuine, natural.
And it's just natural. Yeah. Those are the kind of people that I'm attracted to. So it doesn't matter if you got a couple of stomachs. Not too many. I don't want too many stomachs.
A couple.
Yeah. Two is about enough. It's like two cups. If you got two cups, you can rock out with me, man. Have you ever had a little chubby boyfriend? Or somebody who got chubby over a period of time?
Yeah.
Did you say something?
No, to be honest.
See?
Because it wasn't extreme. Like, I've gone up and down in weight in relationships. But I tend to date, I think people date like-minded, for the most part, you date like-minded people. So I'm someone who is pretty health conscious and likes to stay consistent in some cardio and workouts. And most of the men that I've dated kind of have that same way about them. So even if they gain a little bit, they are the type of guys that, you know, monitor, workout.
So like basically she's saying all the guys that's attracted, if you're looking to get her, you gotta be Billy Blanks.
No, I'm just saying, I'll be honest, it would be hard for me to date a man that wasn't health conscious and didn't like going to the gym, because our lifestyle, our day-to-day would be so vastly different.
Facts.
Like, I couldn't be making a healthy meal or doing something at home and you're walking in the house with Popeyes. You know, a cheesesteak. Like, you know, and I'm not saying never. Like, if that's, you know, your treat once, you know, here and there. But you can't eat like that daily. That's what you do. And we, you know, we just probably wouldn't mesh.
Facts.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem. I'm not a health conscious. I mean, I'm a runner. I do run a lot.
I love running. I just don't do it in Atlanta.
I just can't.
It's too hot.
Yeah, outside. It's crazy. But yeah, I'm health conscious. I'm just not overly health conscious. Like, I do mm-hmm. eat bad. I ain't gonna lie. That's the one thing I gotta correct.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's only because, and it's only I eat bad when I'm on the road. When I'm home, I'm cooking good yeah. meals. But when I'm on the road,
that happens.
It's very hard.
Yeah. You know?
So I guess at the end of this episode, what we understand is that people, if your spouse is getting fat, tell them, say, hey boo, getting a little fat.
Just have an honest conversation.
Let's go run. Because other than that, I'm about to, you know, we'll holler at Eddie Murphy's wife. Because she got it together.
Anyway.
That body ex-wife.
Ex-wife.
That body is immaculate. She like 112 or something like that.
112.
She 100 and something, but she is 112. Bad. Yes. Body is amazing. So check us out next week. Thank y'all for watching. Subscribe. Yeah. Listen every week. Tell a person to tell a person. We need y'all to let people know about this podcast, you know?
At The Lamp Podcast on all your social media outlets.
And everywhere.
Digital outlets. We there.
And on YouTube.
Yeah.
Peace. Bye, y'all.